Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
For some weeks now, on Sunday, we've been on the subject of the Lord being our healer. He revealed Himself in Exodus 15:26 as the Lord who heals us. One of those compound redemptive names, I am Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord that heals you. Now, when the I am says I am this, who has a right to say he used to be or not anymore? No, he is and always will be the Lord who heals us. People change. People get away from God. People forget His benefits, but He doesn't change. He is the Lord who heals us. We saw in Psalm 103, 1 through 5, He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases. Is He still the God who forgives all your iniquities? Well, when did He stop being the God who heals all your diseases? When did He change? When did He stop? No. If He's still the God who forgives all our iniquities, then He's still the God who heals all our diseases. Many believe the first part of the verse. They don't believe the second part. They say, well, you know, you just never know when it comes to healing. Forgiveness, yeah, God will forgive you. He'll always forgive you. But healing might not be His will. Might not be the right time. He might be teaching you something through it. But that's men's ideas. He doesn't change. His word is right.
Amen.
Said out loud, He forgives,
all
my iniquities.
My
He heals
all
my diseases.
My diseases.
Is that true or not?
Yes.
Is it true or not?
Yes.
Most church-going people don't believe it. We do around here.
Yes.
I said we do around here.
Yes.
We believe He is the forgiver of every sin and iniquity. We believe He is the healer of every disease and sickness and infirmity. It is His will. It is His will. People say, well, you know, I know some people that wasn't healed. I know some people that didn't receive forgiveness. Just because somebody didn't receive Jesus and forgiveness, does that change His will for everybody to be saved? No, it just means somebody didn't receive it. Well, just because somebody didn't receive healing, does that change His will for all to be healed? It doesn't change it at all. Faith comes by hearing. And there's more faith for forgiveness than there is for healing. Because in churches, people have heard about forgiveness more than they've heard about healing. But the two are purchased by the same Redeemer, made available at the same cross. Hallelujah. We saw this in Luke. If you'd look there in Luke, the 5th chapter, when they brought the man who was paralyzed to Jesus and let him down through the roof. Luke 5:17 says, the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And when they tore off the roof and let the man down, verse 20 said, when he saw their faith, he said to them, man, your sins are forgiven you. And the scribes and Pharisees begin to reason, says, who is this that speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? So it's interesting, in that day, they saw the healings, and so they believed he could heal, but they didn't believe he could forgive. Now, people believe he can forgive, but they don't believe he can heal. How many think we ought to believe both? We ought to believe both. He forgives all my iniquities. He heals all my diseases. Now in verse 22, Jesus, when he perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, what reason ye in your hearts? Whether is easier to say, your sins be forgiven, or to say, rise up and walk? Jesus is asking, which one's easier? To get forgiven or to get healed? I'm glad he didn't say, which one's harder? Which one's easier? Friend, this is revolutionary. This is revelation that is life-changing. It's just as easy to receive a healing as it is to receive forgiveness. It works exactly the same way. It's based on the same Jesus. He took our sins, but he also bore our sicknesses, carried our pains. How do you receive forgiveness? By faith. You believe you receive your forgiveness before you feel perfect. While you still have symptoms of condemnation and guilt or shame, you believe he heard your prayer. You believe he forgives and cleanses. So by faith, you accept it, that you are forgiven. Just because you had a symptom of not living perfect doesn't mean you're not forgiven. Just because you got a symptom of not feeling perfect doesn't mean you're not healed.
Amen.
It works exactly the same way. Jesus said, which one is easier? And so he said to the man, rise, take up your bed and walk. And he did, demonstrating that they work the same. Said out loud, I can receive
forgiveness
for every mistake. What else can you do? I can receive healing for any infirmity, any weakness, any sickness, any problem. Now where folks stumble, we've all stumbled here, is in the walking by sight. You know, people are thinking, well, yeah, but I still got symptoms. I know. If you felt and looked healed, you wouldn't need to believe you received it.
That's right.
Faith wouldn't even be a factor. What is faith? Anybody remember Hebrews 11:1? Now faith is the substance of things what? That we might say expected. And the evidence of what?
Things,
if you can see healing and feel healing, you're not in faith for healing. If you see it and you feel it, no faith's involved. It's when you don't see it and you don't feel it and you say, I believe that I receive my healing. I've received it by faith, just like you received your forgiveness by faith when you still felt like a heel. Right? You messed up. You messed up bad. But you said, Lord, I judge that. That's wrong. And I ask you to forgive me, and I receive my forgiveness. That don't mean you instantly feel like a saint. You may still have some symptoms of unrighteousness. But do you have to feel perfect to be forgiven?
No.
No, you believe you're forgiven when you don't look righteous and you don't feel righteous, and you can believe you're healed, that you've received your healing before you look healed, before you feel healed. And that is faith. The moment you see it and feel it, it's no more faith. Because faith is the evidence of things what? Not seen. Not seen. Go with me, if you would, to the book of Luke. Luke 17, verse 11. The just shall walk by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. You'll be tempted to walk by sight every day of your life. Oh, yeah. Your feelings are going to be right there in the morning when you wake up. And if you go by feelings and you let feelings rule your life, you won't believe you're saved. You won't believe you're forgiven. You won't believe any of the things that the Lord has bought and paid for. Oh, but friend, if you'll begin to walk by faith and not be moved by what you feel or see or don't feel or see, you can begin to receive miraculous things, things that other people don't experience. And it's how the Lord has told us it functions and operates. He told people that got healed in His ministry, He said, your faith made you whole. Didn't He tell them that? Your faith did it. Well, if their faith would make them whole, your faith would make you whole. It's a matter of receiving what He's already done. In Luke 17, verse 11, it came to pass as Jesus went to Jerusalem that He passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. As He entered into a certain village, there met Him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off at a distance. Now, the reason they stood afar off is because by the law, they weren't supposed to be around other people. And so, leprosy, what this is describing, was a terminal, debilitating, deforming disease. Awful, awful. And if you got it, basically your life is over. You had to leave your family. You had to leave your job, your place of business. And what people did is they found other people with these conditions and they lived together in poverty and misery. Awful.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God who gives me